All right, my name is Matthew Smith, and I will be conducting this interview today. All right, so can we just start off by stating what your name is and where you're from?
My name is Mahir Azam. I'm from Bangladesh.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay. When did you migrate here?
So I moved here, I'll tell a specific date. I moved here on December 19th of 2019.
2019, yeah. Okay. And how would you describe that process?
So I would say the process, it differs from people. Like, I had family living here. I had family living in Florida, so we moved. They came over to Virginia for like 2 weeks to help us like find a place. So when we moved here, we were in a hotel for like a week. Then after the second week, we found an apartment. We went like bought like furnitures and stuff like that. And yeah, so like the stressful part was like, so back there, you have people, you pay people to like do your work, like cleaning houses, like moving furnitures and everything. But back here, you have to do everything by yourself. So I would say it was a little bit harder, but I got through it. So
that's good. That kind of leads like into my next question. Would you say it was like hard on you and your family moving here from Bangladesh, or?
Not really, because before we moved here, we did visit America a lot of times.
Okay.
The hardest part was just like us like getting used to like the school culture, the job culture here. Okay. They taught us English there, but I wasn't used to saying it on a daily basis, so I had to like get used to that, like speaking English with like my people from other school, my teachers, and same with my parents when they're working a job. So
okay, would you say it was hard to adapt to the American culture?
For me, it wasn't. Okay. I'll say that because COVID helped me a lot. During COVID, okay, I'll say this. I think after I moved here, I did school for 4 months, which was a little bit hard at first because I didn't really know anyone.
Yeah.
But COVID happened, so all of the school was online. And the one thing that helped me adapting to the culture was just, like, joining clubs. Like, me personally, I joined the football team during COVID. Okay. I joined the wrestling team.
Okay.
That helped me, like, kind of, like, better my English, but also, like, make friends, which helped me adapt to the culture here.
Okay. Could you elaborate or tell me more about, like, first going to school and, like, first meeting people and first, like, making friends? Like, how was that, like, how did that make you feel coming into, you know, America and not really knowing anybody and having to, like, make new friendships? And
okay, so I'll give you an example of like my first counselor meeting. This is my first day I set foot in my high school. So back in Bangladesh, it really depends on high schools, but what my school did, it doesn't really matter what grades you get, because we had like you know how we have SATs and ACTs here.
Okay.
So we had like this exams called O levels and A levels, and those are the only grades universities back there look at, so high school like grades doesn't really matter. So when I got here, my counselor was surprised. It's like, your high school grades are really bad, and I explained that to her. So yeah, like I guess like in like 6 months my grades were really good, but like, I guess like that's something different. Like, you know, high school grades, the GPA actually like matters here. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to friends, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit like culture shock. Mm-hmm. But once you get used to it, for me, it did take some time. But once I got used to it, I started getting comfortable with people and it started getting better.
Would you say, you know, first going to school and like meeting friends, would you say that like helped you better your English?
Yes, definitely. Like, as I said, like before COVID happened, my English was also, like, getting better, but, like, the fact that I didn't, like, sit alone at my house in COVID, I actually, like, joined, like, football or wrestling,
right.
And I was talking with people at that point, so, and also online classes helped a lot, so.
Okay. You don't have to answer this next one if you would not like to, but did you face any, like, difficulties or like say like racism when you first got here from anybody?
Me personally, no.
Okay.
I didn't face any.
Okay. Do you know if your parents ever did like, like trying to find a job, they've been turned down because of where they're from that you know of, or?
No, not that I know of,
Okay.
really.
Okay. When first coming to America, how would you say the different like cultural differences like affect you?
So, okay, I can answer this question. So, first of all, back there it's very different because Bangladesh is also known as like a highly Muslim
Yep.
religious country. So, and America is like open to every culture. And so I'll like since like Bangladesh, like I used to go I had to like you know how like Christians go to churches on Sunday?
Yeah.
We go to mosques on Friday.
Okay.
But like obviously we can't go because we had like school on Friday.
Yep.
And that like we had like prayers like every 5 times a day, which is like a like generous amount. And we didn't really have that here. So I would say culturally it's a little bit different, but you get used to it.
Okay. Now, what would you say the biggest difference is between back home in Bangladesh and in America?
Well, it really depends on your situation because back home, it really depends on the person because like where I come from, like I come from a really like well-established family back there,
Okay.
and now it's just when we moved here, so we basically started over. So it really depends on like what type of like situation you were in.
Okay. That you just mentioned that like whenever you came here, like you had to like start over.
Yeah.
Like, could you kind of elaborate more on
Like
that?
start over like so as I said, I have family down in Florida, but we didn't have anyone in Virginia.
Gotcha.
So and we chose me and my mom chose Virginia specifically because we visited Florida so many times, we wanted something different.
Yeah.
But like as we don't know here, we don't know anyone here. We had to like my dad when he was like looking for houses, he had to like make sure how to like get loans from the bank.
Yep.
Or when he was buying cars, he didn't understand how insurance was work.
Yep.
So, like he had to understand that, like and also like the English barrier also faces in here, like basically insurances, like bank, like credit cards, debit cards, and
Yep.
all of that stuff. So.
Would you say all that stuff that you just mentioned, is that like easier to like come across back home, like easier for you to like access, I guess you could say.
It may have been easier for my parents because they
Okay.
grew up there,
Yeah.
but I grew up, I'll say, okay, I grew up back there for 16 years, but after like I got my first job here.
Okay.
I got my first credit card, debit card here. I got my first car here.
Okay.
So I'm more used to getting those stuff here
Here
than
than
back
back
there.
home.
But my parents can tell a different story about than that. So like
Got you. Okay. Is your experience so far here in America what you thought it would be before coming here?
yeah, I would say, and it's, I would say yes and better because I would say
Okay.
like, as I said, like, I didn't really know where my life was going to. I didn't really know what I wanted to do as a major in college, and my grades were not looking good. And coming to America, it really helped a lot. Like, of course, it really helped a lot in that case because one of the reasons, main reasons we moved here is for education, better
Yep.
education. So that really helped a lot.
Do you have any other siblings?
I have one little brother who's a freshman in high school and one little sister.
Okay. The last question I could think of is, what would you say your biggest like takeaway is from coming here and like how would you describe like coming here and starting like you said like starting over basically like starting like how would you describe that to like you say people that grow up here and, like, you know, live here? Like, how would you describe, like, how that transaction was?
Like, are you saying, like, what advice I could give to people who are
here? Yeah, like, what advice you could give, and, like, basically just describe, like, how it was for you compared to people that, like, grew up here in America and don't have to, you know, go through the struggles that you had to.
For me, I would say definitely, like, getting out of your comfort zone. Because, like, okay, I started playing football, which is not really a sport we play back there.
Okay.
And the fact that, like, I was playing football surprised my parents, surprised my friends back there, because it's such a, like, it's a full contact sport.
Yeah.
So, I'll say, like, then definitely, like, I was scared for my first practice, like.
For sure.
Yeah, and definitely try to go out of your comfort zone, try new things, like, don't be afraid to talk to people, but also, like, look at every different situations, because, yeah, like, as you said, like, people who grew up here, it's way more different than people who grew up there, but that doesn't mean they can both be friends. They can still, like, work together or can come together at one point in their life anyway.
Cool. All right. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.